Good evening. Let me start by expressing my gratitude to Dr. Fuller for this invitation to come and share. I'm just a pinch hitter. My job is to bunt and get on base and let Pastor Wilson bring me on home. And so I'm gonna do that. But let me also express my gratitude, as always, to my church family, the New Home Church family, for your presence here tonight. I want to share just this quick thought. I want to lift from Colossians chapter 4, verse 17. And pray that it encourages you as it encourages me. Colossians chapter 4, verse 17. I'm reading from the English Standard Version of this, the Word of God, the very voice of God. And if it's your tradition to stand, I'd encourage you to join us as we read God's Word. Colossians 4 and 17, hear this, the very Word of God. And say to Archippus, see that you fulfill the ministry that you have received in the Lord. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Amen. For a few moments, I want to share from this thought, calling to fulfill, calling to fulfill. Brothers Charles and John Wesley had a tremendous impact on the 18th century church, one that has its lasting effects even today. John Wesley was a preacher and a theologian. He is attributed to the founding of the Methodist Church. His brother was a writer, a hymnist. He penned over 6,000 hymns. One of his hymns stems from Leviticus, unusual place to find musical inspiration, one that I certainly wouldn't find poetic inspiration from, yet that's where Charles Wesley found it. And He found it from Leviticus chapter 8, verse 35, speaking of Aaron and the priest. Hear those words. It says, at the entrance of the tent of meeting, you shall remain day and night for 7 days, performing what the Lord has charged, so that you do not die, for so I have been commanded. It is from that passage that Matthew Henry writes, in his commentary, we shall every one of us have a charge to keep, an eternal God to glorify, an immortal soul to provide for, our generation to serve, and it must be our daily care to keep this charge. For it is the charge of the Lord and Master who will shortly call us to an account about it, and it is our utmost peril if we neglect it. Hearing the commentary from Matthew Henry and the word of the Lord in Leviticus, it makes sense how Charles Wesley pens these words, a charge to keep I have, a God to glorify, who gave his son my soul to save and fit it for the sky. He says, to serve this present age, my calling to fulfill, oh, may it all my powers engage to do my master's will. At New Home, we sing in metered form these first two verses, but hear verse 4 of Wesley's song. He says, help me to watch and pray, on thyself rely. He says, by faith assured, I will obey, for I shall never die. My friends, to confidently expect the promise of reward, you and I must be maintain faithful obedience. And the only way that we do that, we've got to have some help. And you and I need some help because we too, just like the words of the song, are called to serve this present age. Let me put a pin in here. This calling to serve the present age is not regulated to the pulpit or the preacher, but all of us as brothers and sisters in Christ are called to serve this present age. We all have a charge to keep, and we certainly have a God to glorify. We have a calling to fulfill. And Paul's comment here nestled in these final words of Colossians to Archippus can help us in our own calling to fulfill. We don't know a lot about Archippus. He seems to have been a member of the household of Philemon, perhaps his son. He's mentioned in Philemon verse 2. The reality is that the details of his life are relatively slim. But while the details of his identity are absent, I want to suggest tonight that that absence is sovereignly placed for you and I so that perhaps you can insert yourself in this position. Yes, there are perhaps some, even on a Tuesday night, who can relate and identify with Brother Archippus among us, those who have neglected their ministry. Instead of serving, you just kind of show up. Instead of you just sit and soak and suck the life out of the body of Christ. And instead of serving, you just sulk. Instead of fulfilling your ministry, you are always fault-finding the ministry. However, the exhortation in these final words of Paul in this letter speak to you and I, and it encourages you and I about our calling to fulfill. And I believe Paul suggests to us in this calling to fulfill, first of all, he suggests to us that we should reignite our service. Just like turning back on a gas stove, you need to reignite the pilot lights of your stove of ministry and reignite your service to God. Before Paul signs off, he makes sure he conveys this message. Archippus seems to have been neglecting his ministry. We don't know why. The reasons aren't there. Perhaps he felt there were other obligations that required his time. Maybe, perhaps, the concerns of opposing cults distracted him. We really don't know. But the reality is that the one whom Paul calls a fellow soldier has fallen off in his service. Maybe he was discouraged. Paul didn't go into the details, and they really don't matter. All that's important is his admonition to Archippus to reignite his service. Specifically, he calls him to see to his ministry. What service to the Lord have you neglected? What service to God have you cast aside? What service to God have you pushed to the back burner? Hear this gentle admonition. See that you fulfill the ministry that you have received in the Lord. Take heed. Pay attention to it. Be sure. It's like a coach talking to a distracted player. He's saying, hey, get back in the game. What has distracted you from doing what God has called you to do? From what God wants you to do? From what has kept you from serving God fully and wholeheartedly? It doesn't matter what it is. Just get back in the game. Reignite your service. And can I suggest to you, it doesn't matter how you got off track. If God gave you the mercy of this new day, God has given you another opportunity. Just get back in the game. Why should we reignite our service? Because it's from the Lord. This is something for those of us who are engaged in this conference and this week together. This is not just a calling from people or from a local church. This is a calling that you received from the Lord. For those of you who aren't in vocational ministry, all of us have the grace of God in our lives, the very grace of God that saved our soul, that we just sang about, that ransomed us. That same grace that saved us is the same grace that ought to fuel us to serve him in ministry. You ought to reignite your service because the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ merit it. You should reignite your service because that is the appropriate response to being recipients of God's undeserved grace.
You should reignite your service because God has gifted you with talents and abilities and skills that are given to us by the Holy Spirit, and we shouldn't waste those gifts that He has given us. You ought to reignite your service because the darkness of this present age needs the illumination of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ emanating from our lives. We should reignite our service because souls hang in the balance. The building of God's church requires it. Hear the words of the song again. A charge to keep I have. A God to glorify. Who gave His Son my soul to save and fit it for the sky. To serve this present age, my calling to fulfill. Oh, may it all, with all my powers engage, to do my Master's will. Brother, sister, see to it that you fulfill the ministry that you received from the Lord.
Stand with us.